This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the Talk Radio Review, comments and focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. The stories, there are 10 of them, the top 10 items and the people that are associated with it that we discuss here on this program as the ancillary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here, celebrity that she is, the big winner of the Gracie Award this year. All right, so we're going to get into the charts. But first, there's always the Jennifer time. Things happening that are outrageous in California that make the top 10.
Did the list?
Well, I have this. The first focus is on the California Police Union executive that's been charged with attempting to unlawfully import fentanyl.
Yeah.
So there's got to be this is a can of worms and a half. So what's the story behind the story on this, Jen?
Well, this is exactly what you just said, that there's people who are looking to distribute fentanyl all around the state. And I think a lot of times we blame the cartels, but the cartels sometimes get the help of people in high places. And this story blew up that it was somebody within the police union. So I think the investigation surely will unfold, but that's really the crux of it. And I don't understand how anybody, whether you're a police officer, whether you're a member of the union, whether you're an average Joe, thinks that this is a good idea. Because fentanyl, just one tiny little grain of rice, less than that, will kill you. It'll kill the people that are working for you, and it'll kill all the people around you. Just doesn't make any sense at all.
So this person's name is Joanne Marion Segovia, executive of the San Jose Police Union. There was something about police and police unions, Jay, that we talked about this week. Do you remember some focus? It had nothing to do with this. It just was police weighing in on something.
Oh, I can't recall now. I feel like there's been so much in the news this week alone, more so than previous weeks. It's all running together.
This lady was using a WhatsApp to communicate.
Yeah, to communicate.
That
WhatsApp is what a lot of people are using to, because they think people can't spy on them and that they're not being watched. And so you have a lot of people who use that.
Who controls WhatsApp? Is that Facebook?
That's a great question. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's a popular one that's actually considered worldwide as opposed to any of the other ones where some platforms are banned in different locations. This one is across the globe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I communicate with Uri on it. He loves it. There's one other thing that I thought we ought to mention because it is certainly important, not just to the culture of Southern California, Los Angeles County, but it has to do with Kobe Bryant's legacy. There is a now permanent display at the Chinese Theater of him and the permanence that he presented, the footprints and handprints.
Yeah.
Right. Are there his daughter? His daughters were at the ceremony along with the mother and the widow. It was just one of those things. I didn't realize that they put sports celebrities in the cement in front of the theater. I thought it was just people that were stars.
I don't know if they really had
pictures
before, but I think because Kobe has such an impact on the city and because he died in such a tragic way, I think there's when you come to town, he was a franchise player because he played for the Lakers his entire time, or the entire time he played basketball, his entire life professionally. And so I think he is definitely one of those people when you come to L.A., he's pretty synonymous with that. And so I don't think it's not appropriate. I think it is. And so many people that come to L.A. now want to go and, you know, pay tribute to Kobe. This is a good place for them to do it.
Yeah.
Well, and they change these out typically, like, pretty regularly, so his are actually permanent.
Oh, they do? Oh, I didn't know that. They take them and put new ones in.
Because there's so many, so they swap them out every so often, but they won't swap his out anymore. His will always stay
there. Actually, they asked me to put my fingerprints
on the in front of the theater, but I had manure on my hands, and I guess
just your fingerprints, though, not your handprints or your feet, right?
Right, exactly. Okay, let's get to our list. The stories. Number one. Sometimes I start at number 10, and we go from there. And sometimes I start at number one, but because the shooting and all of the things that are ancillary to it this week, hundreds of school children and young people and parents gathering in Tennessee to protest for tighter gun control laws after the shooter opened fire there at the school, killing those three children and the three adults. The protesters, interesting, they went into the legislature. This is a Republican state, so it's dominated by the Republicans. And apparently there were a number of bills that were filed this week. See, this is what, in my mind, makes, I understand the chance, save the children, yep, and let's do something. But the laws that are on the books aren't enforced, so why do you bother to add new ones other than it's just showtime? It's like making people feel better. Yep, we'll pass this law. And, yeah, we want the people to feel better, but the whole business of what are you really accomplishing?
There's not one gun control law that would have stopped what happened, and there never is, because when people like this are psychotic, they are going to go after you at all costs. And so I know what people say when they say they don't want their kid to feel like they go to school in a prison. I understand that, but it's not like when you have a school that's safe, you're going to have Rambo out in front. You know, it can be done in a way that's not frightening to kids, for sure. And the reason I think we have to harden our schools is exactly what the shooter said in her manifesto. One of the things that the police chief came out and said is that she was going to go after another target, but that target was too secure, so she went after this school.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells you everything that you need to know. Security on schools could be done in a different way. It could either be a former police officer or former veteran who's on campus, who's part of the school community, who happens to be armed, who could respond to things if something went wrong. Or if you have a far left leaning school and you don't want to see that person that you know is going to be on campus as security, have an office with cameras in it. At least if someone sees something going on, they can respond in 1 minute rather than the 14 minutes or 11 minutes it took for Nashville PD to get there. And this is no, you know, diss in their direction, because they did everything, I think, absolutely right. I mean, they went in, they executed everything perfectly if you watch their body camera footage. But it takes people a while to get there. So have a camera room, and that way you have someone who's ready to respond in 1 second if you don't want to see people who are armed at your school.
Mm.
The fact that this principal had to call the cops and then walk to confront the gunman and then was assassinated for it, unarmed, don't you think it would be nice to give her some backup, a fair chance? Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Well, the fact that it's at this point, though, is what is.
Yeah,
going
well,
on.
I know. Here we are.
All right. So in related news this week, the FBI, through some various documents, looking into the Las Vegas mass shooter. I remember that story. 60 people were killed. Hundreds were injured. And apparently he was angry over how the casinos were treating him, despite his high roller status.
I don't buy it. I still think there's something stinky with this story, because if that were the case, why wouldn't he open fire in the casino? Why was he picking people off outside?
So is this just a way to relieve the casinos of their responsibility?
I think it's a way of answering questions, because people have still said, hey, they really threw this one under the rug, and they never gave us any answers.
This happened in 2017. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
You and I started talking about that. And we spent much of the program talking about it, because I think you were supposed to go to Las Vegas that weekend. Do I remember that as part of the conversation?
Or I talked about going to that concert, actually, yes.
Yeah.
And I think I was supposed to be in Vegas that weekend. But
Jason Aldean was on the stage when this whole thing even happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so people are angry. We got it. Everybody gets angry about something. We all get angry. Does that mean you have to get out a gun and start shooting things up? Come on. Okay, let's get to number two, which in many people's minds is number one, the pattern of disregard, according to some, for the law, which has led to the criminal indictment of the former president of the United States. So now what does he face? Should state officials bring a claim that depends on accusations of Trump having violated federal law when federal charges were never really filed at the time? What's the story of it? I think this is so hard for people to work through.
So the Trump indictment is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So the fact that he was indicted, if you're kind of catching up, people I think thought that the DA's office was rescheduling the.
Took them 2 weeks to get it done.
Right, and also they had just come out and said that the grand jury was going to be off until throughout the month of April. So everybody kind of backed away from this, and then it was a surprise when the announcement was that he was indicted, and I think on 30 plus charges of whatever. But what this crime essentially was, and I'll use air quotes here, first of all, it's beyond the statute of limitation. For 2 years, this is a misdemeanor crime by and large. That's a 2-year statute of limitations. It's over that. If you consider this a felony, which Bragg has tried to bump it up to felony charges, it's 5 years, so it's still over the statute of limitations there. But they make the argument that because Trump was not in New York, that they had extra time, even though he was actually in D.C. as president, now he's in Florida. So that's one of the things that's going to be rough to prove whether or not it's beyond the statute of limitations. But what this essentially comes down to is that Michael Cohen, as Trump's lawyer, was going to make the story of Stormy Daniels go away. She says she had an affair with Trump. Trump says he didn't have an affair with her. But we hear this all the time. A lot of times rich people want to make the story go away. True, maybe. False.
Well,
maybe,
I mean, was it really an affair? Or was it just paying for services rendered? That's the thing.
It's not illegal to give hush money to somebody. That's perfectly legal. But what they're trying to get him on is that when Michael Cohen was paid for that, they put it in the column of legal fees. And they're trying to make the argument that that should have been in a political, because it boosted his political chances, making the story go away, that it should have been declared on his FEC form. That's what this is all about. Now, here to put in juxtaposition how silly this is, that when Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for the Russian dossier on Trump, they put it under the line item of legal fees. I think they paid like just under $1 million, like $900,000 for this. They put it in legal fees. And they got caught by the FEC, and the FEC just fined them. And now you're seeing the same exact thing, except much less money. This was like $150,000, whatever it was, payment, that the same deal, whether you think it's intentional or not, was just given a fine by the FEC.
This back and forth, and he did it, she did it, this shows you whether you're a Republican or Democrat, all the Republicans are trying to defend Trump. There's no defense for this, but is it the most important? What are we? Who are we hiring to run the country?
Well, there is a defense because, like the IRS,
past the hour.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review, an update of items that are on the top of the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with social media now in the focus. Here's the story from California, Jennifer, about a mother who was hospitalized after a group of boys put a bucket on her head while she was shopping at a local Target store. And apparently this was done as a social media prank.
Yeah, it's awful.
So, what do you do to these kids? What's the lesson? How do they learn their lesson? This is in Tustin. I forget where Tustin is. That's South
Orange County.
It's in Orange County.
South Orange County.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, they put the bucket on her head and then they couldn't get it off.
Unbelievable. What is wrong with people?
And the boys were laughing. My God, they should be kicked in their fat butts.
There's just no excuse. These kids just think they can do anything they want with no consequences.
Well, they can. In California, Los Angeles, I don't know,
it's
Orange County.
It's a parenting thing, too. You know,
it is.
It's not even just, yes, I love
this
the
woman has
system,
epilepsy. She's been treated for cancer. Mm-hmm. These damn kids,
well,
they should.
But also, these kids could, this is a trend where the trend is you place a bucket on a stranger's head and you film their reaction. This could be a situation where somebody could be carrying a gun or carrying a knife or ready to fight back because they don't know what's happening. They may think they're being mugged.
Right.
What if there is somebody there with their child? They think this is an attempt to abduct their child.
If someone put a bucket on my head in Los Angeles, I would absolutely, it'd be fight or flight for me because
yes.
I would automatically assume that they're trying to kill me.
It's a worst case scenario kind of situation. You don't think it's a little social media prank. Like, no.
Outrageous. Okay, so now we are approaching April Fool's this weekend. April Fool's, we asked the questions of our listeners, Jennifer, as to what some of the best April Fool's pranks that either you've done to somebody or somebody has done to you. What do we have for answer? Some of the response to that question, Jay, what do we have?
Tim Palmer says he woke up his nephew, who he was raising, and said he was late for school. He let him shower, get dressed, eat breakfast, go get in the truck, and then he said, it's April Fool's, because it was a Saturday.
Aha!
You know what I did for April Fool's once? I said I was going to have breakfast with Doug. Surprise!
Are you supposed to have breakfast with me on April Fool's now? Let's see what happens.
You see what happens?
Let's hang in the... Right, exactly. This could be something, the start of something bad. All right, what else do we have here?
Christopher Joseph said, my son put a clear lifesaver in the shower head. 3 showers later, I was still sticky.
Ew.
Kind of nasty.
Right? Uh-huh. Marie Carmelia says her now ex had a vasectomy in September, and then for April Fool's, she had a coworker call him and say that the sample got mixed up. He is not sterile after all. That was 39 years ago. He was not happy. She thought it was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little nasty. Okay, what else?
And Jenny Wheeler said, in my young days, my mom had a Ringer wash machine and no dryer, always hung the clothes out to dry. Lots of work for sure. I ran in and told her the clothesline broke and all of her clothes were on the ground. I still remember her panicked look and got them out to remove real
clothes. April Fools! All right. What about the news stuff this week? Comments from our folks on some of those items.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot trending. Diana Julian says, yay, Trump has been indicted. Annie Hay.
Yay? That's what she said?
Oh, yeah. Believe me, that's exactly what social media say. Oh, we love this. It doesn't matter why. We just want to see him in jail.
Oh, my God.
It is definitely polarizing one way or the other. Yeah. Annie Hay says, I've been thinking it'd be nice to add a professional financial planner to the show. It was informative to hear you talking about the banking demise recently,
well,
so I thought that might be a good addition.
Yeah, yeah, Jennifer's here. And be our financial
expert on
planner.
So many levels.
That's right. All right,
Greg,
let's see.
Greg Donahoe says, the uneven media reporting on the awful criminal who perpetrated the tragedy in Nashville, the media doesn't seem to be willing to report the gender status of the individual. We discussed that.
I don't think that's true.
But have you also seen that a lot of the interviews from people who were friends with this person have said she, not he?
Well, because I think it was she was recently transitioning to a he.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, it
was new.
All right, 28 past the hour, talk radio review time.
Among other things, I've been called frugal. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Hey, it all adds up, so it makes sense to question every expense now. For instance, can you live without your telephone landline? That bill shows up like clockwork month after month while you make most of your calls on a smartphone, right? Unless you need what we used to call the phone company for internet access, cut the cord and take a closer look at your credit card bill. What recurring charges can you live without? Apps like Truebill help you track and manage your subscriptions. If you bank with Bank of America, their free Keep the Change feature rounds up your purchases to the next dollar and deposits it into your savings account. It all adds up. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Republican presidential primary field is about to get a little bigger. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson tells ABC's This Week that he's decided to run in 2024.
My message of experience, of consistent conservatism, of hope for our future, and solving problems that face Americans, I think that that resonates.
Texans and Oklahomans are hoping for the best tonight after 30 people died yesterday when a major storm system with deadly tornadoes slammed a large portion of the country. country. A tornado watch is in effect for most of North Texas tonight and parts of southern Oklahoma. Police say 25 freight train cars derailed in western Montana on Sunday morning. The incident happened when the cars jumped the tracks near the community of Paradise, about 200 miles northwest of Bozeman. They did not appear to have any hazardous material on board. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit, and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And it's going to be a good day.
I know it's going to be a good day.
Now I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
The hour now, back into the Vogue and the Mode. Here it is. It's in vogue to discuss what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's what we do here on the News Talk Roundup for this week, the top stories of the week, the people, et cetera, et cetera. Number four and number five are kind of tied together, the banking system and the economy and policy and all of that stuff. Look at the interest rate on credit cards right now. And all of the credit card companies I'm noticing are getting a little antsy, so they're offering you all kinds of extra benefits. If I got one email this week from the credit card companies, I must have got 20 about cash rewards. Learn more about it today. Because people don't want to get into debt when the debt costs so much money. And apparently, some of the things, the news, earlier in the week, the stock market was down. It started on Monday down, but by the end of the week, it ended, the S&P was up 0.6%, Dow was up 0.4%. So you can say, well, that's not much. Well, it's better than going in the other direction if it closes higher, and that's good. One of the things, excuse me, that people that were, excuse me, investors said, excuse me for a second.
Poor Doug.
I know. It's never
April
ending.
Showers bring May flowers and lots of allergies, I think.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, the average Wall Street bonus announced this week was $176,000 per employee.
Wow.
Now, we can say that's a lot of money, but the average Wall Street bonus, even though it equaled $176,000, was 25% lower than the average bonus for last year. How about them apples, right? Mm-hmm. So the cumulative total of Wall Street bonuses, listen to this, you're sitting down, all of you, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
$33 billion.
Wow. Good grief.
Hey, yeah, yeah. It's not, well, listen. Those
Do you know
guys,
what the budget of San Francisco is?
What?
It's $15 billion.
Isn't that awful? Yep, isn't that
interesting
ridiculous?
Interesting juxtaposition, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's see here what we have in terms of the migrant situation. Number nine, I'm kind of bouncing around here a little bit. The victims of this, you can see some. There's some new footage as we get into the end of the week from that detention center fire on the border that shows these migrants attempting to get out, but they couldn't get out.
Guards just walked right
Guards
by them.
Guards saw them, yes.
Jeez.
And left them to die. And not that, look, this was they started this fire on purpose because they were rioting. So
yeah.
There is they that started. To consider.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how do you just look at people stuck in a cage and just go, well, I better get out of here?
Yeah.
You remember that the nightclub fire in New York, how many years ago it was, and all the doors were chained locked and people couldn't get out, so they all died? And this sort of reminded me of that in a sick, sick way. Anyway, the guards said, well, we never imagined this would be that bad. Huh? What are you talking about? The place was on fire, burning up, and you could see people. Even thinking about it, what a horror show it is. So, and we are back to the same question, like gun control and the shoot-em-ups. What are we doing about it? What are we doing about our situation on the border that's so out of control? People keep asking the question, but even supposedly the quote-unquote serious politicians just talking about it, why aren't you doing something about it? Why don't you go after the Biden administration if that's what you think the problem is? They go after him.
Here's the deal. This week, there was a hearing with Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he was railed by Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and John Kennedy, all of these senators, asking him questions. And he said the reason that he doesn't think he's lying, because, you know, the question is, do you have operational control of the border? And I think anybody with a brain cell and two eyes can tell that there's not operational control under the border. And he says, well, yes, under his definition, which means not everybody gets across.
Give me a break.
I mean, that's how crazy it is, because not everybody gets across. We have operational control.
Give me a break.
They would ask him about the stats of the women being raped and the people dying. He had no idea, or at least he pretended not to.
Disgusting.
Which makes you think that it's absolutely intentional. And I believe if this guy doesn't resign, they're going to start impeachment against him, because he is not doing the job to keep the homeland safe.
Well, neither is Pete Buttigieg doing the job of transportation, as is witnessed by the next rail disaster this week.
Another
the train
one.
Went off
is
the
that
rails
crazy?
In Minnesota.
And another chemical spill.
Yeah, well, this stuff was all pretty much ag-related. It wasn't, so there's some ethanol, I think, was in it, but a lot of foodstuffs. But still, here we go again. What's being done to monitor the system, to correct the problem, to do something, for God's sakes? That's what you're paid to do. Do something. Meanwhile, Joe has done something. He said he will not veto the Republican bill ending the COVID emergency. Yay! Let's hear it for Joe, number one on the people list. You know how I get snarky when it comes to this guy and to what's going on. I always used to like Joe when he was vice president, when he was a senator. I like, it's not that I don't like him. He's just, there's nothing, there's no, it's all superficial.
Something's going on, though. This week when they panned to him after the shooting and he was supposed to make a comment about the shooting, and instead he was yucking it up going, I'm here for the ice cream. I'm Joe Biden. I like chocolate chip. And people, like everybody around the world had like joined in to see him say something about the kids. And he's laughing about ice cream. And then I played the whole thing. You guys should all listen to it if you haven't yet. Listen, it's 5 minutes. Get it off of C-SPAN or something, where you can see how this goes, because the news media panned away from him. So he's laughing about chocolate chip ice cream. Then he finally gets to the shooting. He kind of mumbles through that. And then like this, he goes, thank you, Natalie, for that introduction. Da, da, da. And then he like goes into his whole spiel to the women in the room, like bizarrely something weird. And I'm not one to like diagnose people. I'm not an ageist. I think anybody who can do the job should do the job. But it was creepy. Totally creepy.
It was a bad look.
All right. Let's see here. Number six on the countdown is a focus on the war. I thought this was, if there's a good side to this, the Americans continue to contribute. And I think this week the Ukrainians stole three Russian jets and the pilots surrendered. Not they surrendered. They have defected, apparently.
Oh, yeah, well, they left, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah.
They had an out. They took it.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, we have all of these headlines of how we're helping Ukraine and yada, yada, yada. But it's interesting to note that some Ukrainians came over here to return the favor. This is a family group of Ukrainian refugees.
$1 billion back to us?
No. Oh. But they came to Minneapolis. They were on a road trip to Mississippi to help people who had gone through the tornado, the most recent tornadoes, that tore a path of destruction all across Mississippi and Alabama. And so this is a nonprofit group called American Service brought these Ukrainians over, paid for them to come, and they volunteered their time to help the people down in this area. I thought that was kind of a nice, you know, under the circumstances, we don't get much good out of these headlines. And so Ukrainians coming to help us out, you know, we're the ones. That, mm-hmm. And they basically made a point of, you've helped us, so we're helping you in whatever way we can. And so, you know, it's that. No, they're not going to give us our $36 billion or whatever it was back again, Jennifer. But, you know, it's not a bad gesture, in fact. Speaking of gestures, number 10 on the story list this week is the relationship we have with China. Apparently, Mr. Jing Jing Bang Boom, who, by the way, is number 10 on the people, is not happy because of our reaching out to Taiwan. Is that a, well, with the Taiwanese president or something came here this week, right?
He's coming next week.
Oh, he's coming next
coming week.
Coming
week, yeah.
Okay, all right. And what's that going to accomplish other than tee off the Chinese?
You know what? We can meet whoever we want, and they don't get to dictate that. And I think that's
the Chinese.
And I said the same thing.
It goes through, yeah.
I know you always like to say it's because of my politics, but when Nancy Pelosi was going to go to Taiwan, I was supportive of that because they can't tell us what we can and cannot do. They are a different country. We can decide what's appropriate for us. I supported her going there, and I support Taiwan coming here to meet with Kevin McCarthy,
which
I think they're going to do in California.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not up to another country, and we shouldn't be bowing down, pardon the pun, we shouldn't be bowing down to what they want us to do. They're not in charge.
Reminds me of the development that I'm working on here, the Agrohood, to build houses around a farm, and one of the neighbors doesn't like it, so they're trying to dictate what we're doing. And the throwback is, hey, it's our land, we're doing everything legally, so butt out. And this is the same kind of thing in a much
you
broader scale.
Tell you how you can get them to stop that? Say, you know what, you're right, we've decided to scratch our plans and we're going to put in a bunch of apartment buildings. What do you think about that?
Well, because we're building it around a farm, we're thinking of putting a piggery along the lot line.
That's cute.
Put some pigs. Hey, listen, it's a farm. What do you want from us? All right, next. I'm really stuck on number seven. I really am. And you know how I am, like a dog with a bone on things like this, Jennifer. You've been around me a long time. So I tie the artificial intelligence thing with the continuing discussion of TikTok and what a ban would do. So how would, there's always a good question that goes with the story, excuse me, how would a TikTok ban affect music that's played on the radio? They use TikTok to promote the music that's on the radio. So if you ban TikTok, will that affect the music industry and radio negatively? And my answer to that is, what was it like before TikTok?
I don't care.
Yeah,
it's a different platform. Yeah.
TikTok is bad news. It's indoctrinating our kids. It's spying on them. Get it together. China's not our friend. We have to start taking them seriously, because everybody's just like, well, we really like videos. Well, use Instagram or let an American company come up with something like TikTok.
Well, why can't the Chinese don't want to sell it? Right? Isn't that the solution?
Instagram Reels basically is TikTok.
And it
tells
you everything they need to know. The Chinese want to keep our information.
Yeah. All right. So in league with that, here's something else that I bet a lot of people haven't heard about. The Better Business Bureau is warning of a smart TV scam that's similar to TikTok. Have you seen this? This is something, if you're using Roku or Amazon Fire TV sticks to watch Netflix and YouTube TV especially, scammers are targeting you through these devices. Now, I don't know that they're Chinese, but smart TVs, it doesn't seem to be, you're very smart.
Everywhere.
If you're, yeah, right. So apparently it's easier to hack one of these, the stick that controls it, than a regular television. So
what
you
are they
can
trying to take? What's their end game?
Well, you can get into your TV, and there's, you know, you put your information in. I know when I signed up for a lot of stuff, you had to put it's kind of like going to Google, or you got to put your password in, and you got to put this stuff and things that people ought not to know about you. Using a password there, they can find it, and then they go to other stuff that you have to try the password out to see if they can get into your other systems. So buy a dumb TV, I guess, is what we need to do.
Rabbit ears.
Jennifer. Right. Rabbit ears, that's it. Yep. That's 48 after the hour.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now, 53 after the hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen now with Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com, with the comments and experiences that he's had this week over in Portugal driving new electric cars. Before we get to that, though, I noticed, sadly, and I guess I have a question mark in my brain here, about the official notice after the 2024 model year, General Motors announced that Chevrolet is going to stop making the Camaro, and so they're going to make a bunch of limited edition, collector's edition cars for that year. So why? I'm wondering why. All right, Nick, it's up to you to tell us why.
They just can't sell it. They can't make a
really?
Car. Yeah, they can't make a car which people want. And what, there's two huge problems aesthetically with the Camaro. One is there's no headroom, and just having to change that would mean changing the platform. And the other one that they've always done is you can't see the front fenders. And so if they change that, they change the design significantly and they lose a lot of fans of the car. And that's just too expensive to re-crash test it and do all those sort of things. So the bean counters, as always, Doug, in our lives, got together and ruined it.
There we go. Speaking of things ruined, Honda has recalled 330,000 cars, but it's kind of a minor issue, the heating pads behind the side view mirrors. Why make a big to-do out of that? They want to fix it, but is this pretty much every model of Honda? And everybody, the guy who's my friend who runs, has got 26 car dealerships, he says he loves the Honda brand. It's pretty much a really basic car, isn't it, these days? Pretty.
Yes, I mean, it depends on what trim level you get. 330,000 vehicles is a lot of vehicles to recall. It's just not the Honda, by the way. The same car. It's the Odyssey and the Passport and the Ridgeline and the Pilot. So they've got quite a lot of problems. It's a supplier problem, obviously. The supplier that sold them those pads, the pads are faulty. I always am suspicious that when it's something so small. I mean, it doesn't work. You want it replaced, right? But I'm always suspicious. Come in.
You're looking for something else?
Yes. What else can we do for you?
Yeah, so. Exactly. Hello. Come in and we'll service your car for $99 and put water in the engine instead of oil. All right. So you went to Portugal. You test drive these new electric SUVs from Mercedes. What's your experience?
Well, first of all, you know, Portugal, I would live there in a second. It's an amazing country.
It's a beautiful country, ever. Yeah.
Yeah, Mercedes are really getting it right. They've announced pricing now as pretty much the same range as I paid for my fully loaded Jeep Wrangler. So we're talking about sort of high 70s for a luxury big SUV. But the cool thing about this is they have a new battery plant in Tuscaloosa, and they're building all of their luxury SUVs for the world now in Alabama. I'm always wondering if they can do it, if a German company can do it, why do Ford have to build the Mach-E in Mexico? That's always my question. You know, why these companies who are building electric trucks, bar the Lightning from Ford, but why are people paying to have them built in Mexico when we could be making American jobs if the Germans can even do it?
Yeah. Well, and there's no answer to that, right?
No.
Ask the question, there isn't an answer that comes to it. Did I tell you, was it last week or maybe, I think it wasn't until this week, I drove a new Ford pickup truck. Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we have their last several weeks, they ruined your like of Fords.
Well, I don't like Fords because they don't put AM radios in them, but I did drive a new one that's a half electric, half a gas thing of a bumper. It's got a like a big generator in the back of it. You can power your house out of it. Yep. It's very comfortable. The screen does most everything. It was a real education for me because I mostly drive a 22-year-old Ford F-250 around my farm. I don't drive anything new, but we had one for purposes of demonstration and as a loaner, and so I drove it, and I really was quite impressed with it, frankly. But is that happening with everything? You know, Jeep and all of the attention Jeep's getting. What? Everybody's making a good vehicle now. They have to, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right on the money. That's called the Power Boost, and the Pro Power on board is the generator system in the back, which is also available on things like the Transit and a couple of other things. They've done really well. They nailed it. That is, by my opinion, the pickup truck on the market, and they have the technology, so why don't they use it? AM Radio, Ford, hello, listen to us.
Yeah, hello, exactly. Thank you. That's it. That's the teaser. All right, Nick Miles from RAutoExpert.com here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.